Hello. You're tuned into another episode of Black Man Fluff. Thank you for joining us. For those who don't know, Fluff stands for feminist, loving, unwaveringly unbiased, fun-loving, free to open my heart and mind, forever changing my mind, free school, free healthcare, free everything for everyone, free to be me, and you are free to be you, not the other wonderful F-words. This is on www.blackmanfluff.org. So today we have an interview for you with my good friend Stephanie Snyder, and this is in regards to the report by the Associated Press today, titled "Anti-Abortion Measure Says Fertilized Egg is Human." And it's basically a bill that was approved by the North Dakota House that says a fertilized human egg has all the rights of a human being. And that legislation would have the effect of banning abortion in North Dakota. The measure says North Dakota law and the state constitution should consider anything with a single human cell as a human being, with the rights that a human being has. So this is very controversial, and lots of people are talking about it. And I thought I would interview my friend Stephanie, and she can give her thoughts. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, T. Thanks for the interview.
Oh, thank you. It's glad to have you here and share your thoughts. Can you just let people know what are your thoughts on this anti-abortion measure? And in regards to your any experience that you might have that makes this a personal issue for you, and tell people your thoughts about how this will affect other women.
Sure. Sounds good. So in the year 2003, I was 19 years old. And I had an unexpected pregnancy with the first person I'd ever had a sexual relationship with. And the pregnancy terminated itself. I had a miscarriage about 4 weeks after. And had that not been the case, I would have sought an abortion as a solution. For me at that time, being pregnant felt like someone holding a gun to my head until, you know, that my life was over at that point. And so it was either me or whatever that thing was that was growing inside of me. So that's my personal experience with abortion and just with really experiencing going through the thoughts of, you know, like, oh, this is a step I'm going to take in my life. This is a decision I'm going to make in my life. And I didn't actually have to make that decision. My body made the decision for me, which is, you know, is different. It's different than actually having gone through an abortion, I'm sure. And at the same time, I know that fear that I had beforehand. And so I read this site, or I read about what's going on in North Dakota, and it's just interesting to me because my first thought is, oh, anything with a single human cell has human rights. So let's say I scrape my knee. You know, I'm destroying single human cells. So is that murder? And I guess I'm curious as to the exact wording of the law, because if that's the case, you know, if a dog bit me, I mean, I don't know. And maybe it has only to do with the fertilized egg as such as to certain kinds of cells. And I don't think anybody goes out and is like, let's see how many abortions we can have in this country today. That I don't think that's anybody's goal or hope or aim. what it really is about making sure that women are protected and safe if that's a choice that they make. And for me, the solution to abortion is not about having rights or choice. It's really about creating a kind of society where people are supported no matter what. And making abortion illegal is not supporting people in the community who are going to get that done. It will just make it under the table, black market, and what it was in the turn of the 20th century. And, you know, for women up through the 50s and into the 60s, and there's just been a lot of work and a lot of things done to give women this right to choose, give women answer that question of who has the ultimate say over a woman's body. And it's to take away the right to abortion is saying that women aren't actually capable of making moral decisions of this stature. Women are actually, they need other people to tell them how to make these decisions. And ultimately, I think that is more damaging than having the opportunity to form our own lives as we see fit and to do our best. And that's what anyone's really trying to do. And so I hope that the Supreme Court ignores this. I don't know actually what they would do, but I hope that if it does get to the Supreme Court, that Roe v. Wade is upheld. And if not, I think there's going to be a lot of fallout from the American public. I mean, just with everything else that's going on, what a time to bring this up, you know? We're in a financial crisis where, you know, things seem to be falling out and falling out. And so if this is a law that goes into effect in the U.S., very interesting to see how that piles upon all of the other infringements on human rights that are occurring today. So.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, for those detailed thoughts. And I just want to ask you, you know, if the readers or the listeners of this show, if they want to, if they were to take a single thought of inspiration with them in regards to, you know, the whole injustice of this anti-abortion measure, what kind of summary or what kind of final thought would you like to leave them with?
There are people all over the world right now and very far and near, I guess, who are working for a better world and working to support each other. And if the Supreme Court did agree with this case or whatever, abortion would still be legal in many states and there would still be hope, I guess, is what I would say. Like, and to just, you know, it's our job to really bring as much joy as we can into the world. And so when we see things like this, you know, figuring out how to take this, you know, this stop or this blockage and turn it into something really joyful and beautiful. And if you look into the intention of why the people are passing this bill, you know, I guess what I would say is have compassion for that intention. Try and see the good there and move with that to make change. Move, you know, move from connecting with, you know, why would people want this to be a law? and move from that place. And I think that's the only way to go. So good luck.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. It's been awesome having you here. So you've just listened to an episode of the Black Man Fluff podcast, an online radio show. To tune in the future, you can go to www.blackmanfluff.org, BlackManFluff. For those who don't know, the fluff of the Black Man Fluff stands for feminist, loving, unwaveringly unbiased, fun-loving, free to open my heart and mind, forever changing my mind, free school, free health care for everyone, free everything. Free to be me, and you are free to be you. Lots of other F words. We love you all. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Keep loving your hearts, everybody. That's how we're going to make a better world. Take care.